systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Friday, February 5th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. This is episode number 307. Pardon me, I'm trying to pack this bong, spilling shit everywhere. Okay. This is the Friday night show. If you guys are watching live, thejamhole.com/live, or the Ustream app for your Droid and or iPhone.
iPhone.
You could be watching that live or at, of course, on our site, thejamhole.com/live, and interact with us /feedback type shit or 406-204-4687. Of course, give us a call. Say hi. Tell a friend. Thank you.
No problem.
So what's up with you and having weird dreams about being pregnant? You trying to tell me something subliminally?
No.
I'd like to say that it's because of me whispering in your ear, "You want to have babies. You want to have babies while you're sleeping."
Crazy,
but yeah, it's not like because I don't. I don't want to have babies. Not even subliminally. Not even subconsciously. The last thing I whispered in your ear was "suck dick more."
Yeah,
and that was
cool.
I
caught that.
But
it's okay.
I think you put up a mental block now because it's not working anymore.
Yeah, no.
So I don't know what's up with that. I need to rehypnotize you is what, I mean, right.
I got my pop-up blocker for my dreams now.
Is that
That's
what
cool.
it is?
Yeah.
No more malware? No more spyware? No more backdoor? Know what I mean? Know what I mean?
No, I don't know, dude. Like, the first time I came here and I told you I had some weird pregnant dream, I had a dream that I was pregnant with triplets, and I don't know.
And they were cats.
Yeah, I had
which
a kitten,
is fucked
so.
Up. Who has dreams about giving birth to a litter of cats?
No, I only had one. Like, I remember I was pregnant with triplets, and I could feel all three, but I had a cat.
Right, and I'm all about getting more pussy, but not that way. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know what
serious.
That one was kind of funny, and it was cool, or whatever. But this one, last night, was like, I'm pregnant and about to give birth, and I'm like, uh-uh.
And it's a human.
Yeah, and like I never got to the birthing point
in
my dream.
Did you get to the abortion clinic in your dream?
No,
you should have.
I was huge.
You were like to term?
Yeah.
And I was there?
I don't know.
I must not have been there because I wouldn't have let that shit get that far out of control.
I just remember, like, I don't know who was there, but I remember, like...
I would have been like, you're not stretching the shit out of my beautiful stomach here, so how about we C-section it out at about 3 months... And then we incubate it to the rest of the term. And then we give it away to a Jamhole fan for a contest. We'll give away, have a Jamhole baby contest, thejamhole.com. And yeah, let's do that.
No, it was weird, dude. Like,
help me
I was
pay for beats
be,
and get rid of a baby.
I was supposed to be like giving birth and I was like, uh-uh. And I remember in my dream like trying to like hold it in. I'm like, uh-uh. I don't want it. I don't want it to come out. I'm good. I just want it to stay right where it is. No.
Frankie says, so not one, but three. Because they will come out as a litter.
It was weird because, like, I don't know who was there, but I remember just thinking, you know, everybody go the fuck away. I can do this by myself.
Let me abort this on my own.
I know. It was really weird, but no, that's the second one.
Beer Bear says, if you're going to have a nightmare, go for broke. And I think... Knowing you, your worst nightmare is being pregnant, I think.
Yeah.
But we dream subconsciously a lot of the time. So, you know, things that are in our subconscious that we're dwelling on, but we don't really know it because it doesn't make it to the forefront of our mind. Like, that's what you end up dreaming about a lot. And it seems like maybe subconsciously that little clock I was teaching. You remember that clock I told you about that's inside all the chicks that goes tick, tock?
But you remember how I was like, we'll just smash it?
Oh, I hit snooze like 3 times, and now it's like, just get the fuck up and go give birth.
No, I don't know what it is, dude. It's
Beats
weird.
For babies. That's it, Beer Bear. Perfect. Beats for babies.
I don't know, dude.
Or
fucking...
beat your babies. Either or.
It's weird, though. Like, I don't want kids. I have no intentions on having kids.
Yeah, that makes three of us.
I keep having these pregnant dreams, and it's weird.
That is weird.
I'm supposed to be on my period now, so...
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe the pregnancy is a symbol of your vagina blood.
Well, I haven't gotten it yet.
Well, that did you give birth in your dream?
No.
Well, there you go. There you go. You'll give birth in your dream. It'll be like a wet dream for me. Like, when I come in my dream, I'm fucking coming in real life. Like, you'll start giving birth, and, like, you'll wake up just covered in blood. I'll be like, nice.
I look forward to that tonight.
I look forward to waking up with war paint on my face in the shape of your vagina.
Yeah, I took my NuvaRing out like the night before last. So I
remember that.
I should have it.
It's nice being able to fuck you all deep without feeling that weird plastic thing. It's
Would
weird.
You rather that or
it's like fucking babies. It's like fucking a real doll. There's a little plastic in there.
Dude, it's weird.
No, it is better. It is better.
What?
Than having babies.
Well, yeah.
I'd be hard-pressed to find something that's not better than not having babies. Or better than not having, or worse than having babies. That's what
right,
I meant.
Right.
You'd be hard-pressed to find something worse than having babies.
Having triplets.
Having multiple, well, okay, smartass, having multiple babies.
Yes.
But
yes.
I mean, that's the same category.
So, yeah, whoever's dosing me with pregnant thoughts, stop it.
Let's go ahead and just stop doing that.
Yeah.
Well, real quick, speaking about vagina blood and stuff, did you hear about that new horror movie in Indonesia that is about a menstruating ghost?
What?
Okay, so Indonesia, you may be familiar with some of their movies.
No.
Or not. You have a film industry that doesn't revolve around, like, dog sex or whatever freaky shit you Indonesians are into. But anyway, the movie is called The Menstruating Ghost of Puncak. I don't even know what that means. It opened in Jakarta today. Ahead of a planned national run. But, of course, who's not into this? Well, the religious
Everybody.
Folks. Well, I'm into it. But, yeah, generally, the clerics, maybe not so into vagina blood ghosts.
I want to see it.
It's become the latest in a long line of films to fall foul in the Indonesian Council of Ulemas, or MUI. The religious body has prohibited Muslims from watching the film because of its sexual and violent content. Which is funny, because who are the Muslims to say that you can't watch something because it's violent? Have you read your book? Have you seen your religion in action? I'm not allowed to watch your religion in action because of its violent content, okay? So yeah. You're pissed because a ghost is bleeding out of its vagina instead of out of its eyes. And you're like, whoa, okay, that's where we draw the line. Like, really, Indonesia? Muslims?
I see
really?
It now. Now I kind of want to see it.
Quote, the film is filled with pornography, which indulges the libido, and based on our research, it contains violence, the MUI's said. Quote, we urge the LSF to use its power to stop the movie from being screened because it could damage the nation's morals. Yeah, hey, there's only one body in this nation that is allowed to damage morals, and that is the Muslim religion, alright? So you leave the moral damaging to us, and you just go make your little fucking movies, as long as they're not violent or sexual.
Right.
Which is like 80% of the movies we make in Hollywood. Like, find me a movie that has either no sex, no violence, and or both in it. You can't do it. Even Disney films. Aladdin? Fucking violent. Under The Little Mermaid? Fucking violent. Ursula? She tried to kill the mermaid. That's violent.
I love that bitch. She's great.
And probably a little menstruation with all the chicks in that movie.
Probably.
Could you imagine if all the chicks in The Little Mermaid were, like, in sync with their rags?
Oh, it'd be like Red Tide.
Fuck it. Oh, there's my bell. It would be like Red Tide. That's awesome.
That's effed, dude.
Under the sea. Under the sea. You wouldn't see Sebastian, a little red crab. He'd be invisible. You see like little two eyes like clipping around.
That's fucked up, dude.
That's fucked up. But it's funny what some religions will get all up in arms against. Coming from, look at your religion. Like, they're basically making a documentary of your religion. Instead of Allah, it's a bloody vagina ghost.
Well, it's like, dude,
but it's the same thing.
I was watching this movie called Watership Down at Ashley's house, and it's a cartoon animated movie or whatever with these rabbits, and it was cute or whatever. So I was watching it, and then it got like bloody and fucking
really?
Violent, and I was like, damn.
From G to R?
Yeah, and then I get to the end, like, I didn't get to see all of it because I had to come home, and I the next day, I went to YouTube to finish it, you know, and found the rest of it and watched it, and in the end, basically, like, they need mates, so, like, there's your
of
sex
course.
And your violence, and then there was, you know, how they have related videos on the right-hand side.
Right, right.
There's another one that has these animated cats, and it's looks like a cool another like kids movie, right? It's called Fella Day.
Okay.
All right. Not a kids
not
movie.
Not actually
at
a kids.
All. It looks like fucking Aristocats, dude. Like it's animated
but
like
with
that.
Fucking and shit. Fucking
no,
and
they're
sucking?
Like you asshole and fuck you and blah 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 and like.
Is it worse than Rats on Cocaine?
No, maybe I don't know. No,
I love
not
Rats
really.
On Cocaine.
Oh man, it's so good.
Galactor says totally sex in the Little Mermaid. She didn't have a vag until she got legs. Beer Bear
right.
says, and it smelled like fish. Of
but
course
like,
it did.
Dude, Fella Day. This movie, if you ever get the chance, look it up on YouTube and watch it. Fella Day. It's pretty fucking cool. But,
yeah, I'll try and find them for the show notes tomorrow, and I'll post them in the jamhole.com/forums. We got a video section there. Yeah, I'll try and put it in there for
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, you should definitely watch it
you
too. Actually,
check it out.
Basically, it's about a cat and his owner that moved to this new part of town, and it's kind of grungy. And there's all these murders going on in the town of these cats. And, like, there's cats just, like, heads ripped off, fucking guts ripped
no
open,
shit.
Like, fucking just mutilated, fucked up. And, like, he tries to, the one cat tries to solve the murders and shit. And, like, basically it's some, like, Hitler
like
type deal. Like, there's one old cat who was a part of some, like, research thing back in the day.
Right,
and
now he
like,
runs shit.
Yeah, and he's like, I want all the cats to revert back to the original, you know, like the Egyptian cats, the actual
right.
scientific name, the Felidae, you know, like that's what it's about. They're trying to get them to go back to the original fucking
of course
thing. And so he's basically doing like Hitler was, and he's like killing off cats that are the wrong breed, that are fucking this breed. And
right.
Blah,
hey,
blah.
I don't need no Jewish cats running around.
Yeah, it's like that.
Being
really
all
cool,
Jewish.
Though.
Okay. I don't need it. I
and
want it.
Like,
I don't need it.
There's a big religious cult thing
hey,
in it, which
is that,
really cool.
Is that a catastrophe?
It is. But no, it's really cool. Like, there's this huge religious cult, and he sees it. He's like, what the hell? He's like, it looks like I'm seeing a scene out of Aristocats, but not. Like, it's, I don't know, it's really
that's
weird.
Cool. Well, yeah, I'll try and post those up on the forums there. The trailer for the film, available on YouTube, shows several scenes of young female star Andy Soraya in various stages of undress. I'm in. I'll also try to find the trailer for this and post it at thejamhole.com/forums, of course. And also, if you guys aren't a member, even if you don't, like, interact with the forums, I'm putting together, if you read the show notes for Wednesday's show at thejamhole.com, I'm putting together a press kit so we can get some sponsors. Hopefully we can get some people to pay for these beats, and, you know, server fees are getting expensive because we're big now and all that shit. So the more numbers that we can show that we have, the better it will help us, you know, be like,
just
yo,
go to the forum,
check this
sign
out.
Sign up, make an account,
so,
never go back to it again.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I mean, interact with it if you want to, but at the very least, just sign up so we have you counted, so to say. And then also the Facebook group. I try to invite everyone to it that that I'm friends with on Facebook. So definitely get, I'm using those numbers. I'm not using MySpace friends because anyone can just sit on MySpace all day and just get a grip of friends. You know, anyone can have 1,000 MySpace friends. That doesn't really mean anything. So I'm trying to make it things that people come to me for, not that I just sat there all day. Like, I can get numbers up if I just sit here and do that, but I want it to be, you know, real and show them that, like, if I don't know, I kind of think of it that if I go there and I'm like, look at all our MySpace friends, it sounds retarded, but if I'm like, here's our forum members, here's our Facebook group members, I'm not mentioning Facebook friends, just group members, things that have to do with the jam hole. So definitely, if you guys aren't on any of that stuff, go there and get signed up.
Follow us on Twitter. That helps too.
Yeah, I'm counting Twitter followers. I'm counting all my server stats, of course, listeners, that kind of thing. And I'm counting forums and Facebook group and where we're at on Podcast Alley and Twitter followers. So if you guys use any of those services, Web 2.0 shit, definitely go sign up, get logged in, and that way I can count you. And you'll help us make it look like we actually have some listeners.
That'd be kind of nice.
I would appreciate that. Anyway, it also, going back to the story here, it shows a man's head being sliced off.
Sweet.
A man's head being crushed beneath a car.
Oh, yes.
A man's heart being pulled from his chest, and a woman's eye being gouged out with a saw.
Whoa.
Again, also probably things found in the Quran. I don't know. Never read it. I would imagine. You can find those things in the Bible. Fools like throwing rocks at bitches because they weren't virgins, and raping and killing.
Yeah.
Like, it's all in there, man. This ain't nothing new.
Stoning people.
I know. Getting stoned. I mean, fuck, dude. They did it all. Indonesia's Film Censorship Board, the LSF, said the MUI had not asked it to ban the film. Board member Firmin Bintang said he believed the film's producers had whipped up the controversy as a promotional gimmick.
Okay.
So, a ghost menstruating. I'm kind
of
curious,
cool.
Like,
I wanna see it
how
now.
They portray that. Like, is it a sheet with a blood stain where the twat should go, or is it like chains and that kind
I'm
of thing?
I'm on
like,
my period.
Yeah. Ooh.
I need your tampons.
I'm a raging bitch this week. That's awesome.
Oh my god.
Oh,
dude.
Man. So. You guys know you can always send us stuff to the P.O. Box, thejamhole.com/P-O-B-O-X. You can find all that. There's an address thing there. What people have been doing, and I didn't even make it for this purpose, but it works well for this, is you go to thejamhole.com/P-O-B-O-X, P.O. Box, and you just print that page out. And then slap it
on
the thing.
Yeah,
and then just send it off that way. Because all it is, it's a page with a graphic that I made that has the P.O. box. So you can just print that shit out and slap it on the thing.
I think Burger did that once.
Yeah. Burger did that. And a couple other people have been doing that.
I just put it out and stick it on the box.
I went and checked the P.O. box today, and we had a little box in there.
I got a present.
We both got presents.
Yay.
Hey, Matt and Danny. I've sent you each a flash drive with a bunch of hopefully cool stuff on them. My original plan was to send them out for Christmas, but that didn't happen. Then I thought it'd be perfect to say congrats on 300, but I didn't send them in time for that either. So now I'm sending them to you simply because you guys fucking rock and your podcast is fantabulous. That is what I'm talking about.
That is, dude.
We don't
I've never seen her in the live, in the chat. We've never gotten any feedback from her. I didn't even know this chick listened to the show.
I know, right?
And just to, like, be like, blam.
Randomly,
hey,
like,
I appreciate your shit. Thank you so much.
And it's cool that, like.
And she showed up for the live show tonight.
I know.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Nicole Nunya.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
But it's cool to, like, get letters from people that, like, I don't want to sound like Josh and be like, nobody listens and I pay for everything and I have to write. I expect my listeners to write my show content and I expect my listeners to pay for my show. And did I mention my Macintosh broke? Oh, God. I'm getting married next month. Then my girlfriend fucks me too much.
Is he getting married next month?
No, not next month.
I'm
but
like,
yeah,
what
he
the
is
hell?
Getting married. But yeah, no, it is cool, like, once in a while to get a letter or an email that's like, I like your guys' show. You know, we like to hear that kind of shit, so it's cool. But you know what? In the same vein, I'm not going to slice wrists if I don't get letters that are like, you guys fucking rock. Like,
yeah,
I see we fucking rock. We got 16 of you motherfuckers watching live, and another however many are going to download it. So I get it that we rock, but sometimes it's nice to hear it, you know.
It is nice. It's very nice.
You keep me sane at work when my computer that runs on DOS beeps at me in the exact same pitch over and over and over. I totally know what you mean, because we have a couple of those old Linux terminals at work.
God, that sucks.
And whenever you do something, it beeps at you.
It's like those,
so
dude,
annoying.
I had a 95 Packer Bell. It's like, kunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Kunk.
Dirt.
Like, ah!
That's so awesome.
Just throw it through the fucking window.
Oh, man. Attitude. I love it. I don't even hear it now because you guys are busy yelling at each other and the world in general in my headphones.
Holla!
Love ya. Ah, the sound of happiness. Both of these flash drives have a couple good audiobooks that I think you'll like. That was actually the main gift, but there was a lot of extra space after I put them on, so I just put a bunch of random shit on them. Not really sure if you'll like it. Anyways, blah, blah, blah. So, we got 4GB Cruisers, which is cool because the only flash drive like this I have is one I got when I was in college, and it's a 512 meg flash drive from Staples, and it's like that big, and it's half a gig. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm kind of digging this. It's so pretty cool. Yeah, she said that she put a bunch of stuff on mine.
Right, okay, so here. For Matt, you get Freakonomics, and its sequel, Super Freakonomics. I've never heard of that, but it sounds cool. I think you'll get a lot of cool info and show material out of these. I'm always thinking back to these books when I listen to you guys, so I hope you find them just as interesting. Also, if you pick only one of the music tracks on yours, please listen to Pig Faces Binary Stream. It's actually a spoken word track, and it's fantastic. So thank you for that.
Awesome.
Danny. You get American on Purpose by the Late Late Show host Craig Ferguson, and it's all the better because he reads it. Kay. We watched his stand-up once a while ago. He's got the Irish accent going on. He's really cool. Craig Ferguson.
Oh,
I can't
wait,
even do
I
it,
think,
but
yeah.
You, yeah, he,
my
he's
name is
cool.
Craig Ferguson.
Craig Ferguson.
I don't know.
Shabondra. Oh, bigori. Look at the Irish.
Oh my god.
I think my Stimpy accent's a little better than that, but
yeah.
The accent, oi. Plus, you get to really find out what a mess he was. He was a fucking mess. You just can't go wrong. And just in case you need some ammo against Matt and his pestering, you can find some good shit in Are Men Necessary? Which, of course, they are, but that doesn't mean we have to let them know that. Ha ha! I know it!
He doesn't
We're necessary.
Nah.
We're salt and pepper, very necessary.
Not for a chick that doesn't want babies.
Well.
You are not necessary.
You don't need babies to want dick. Yeah?
No, but I don't need a dick to get dick.
That's true.
Thank you, Mike.
Also, just in case you haven't gotten it yet, I've included all the Lady Gaga I have. Sorry, Matt. I have to admit, though, I love her music, and I'm more of a rocker metal chick at heart, but she kicks ass. So, Danny, don't feel at all bad if you love it, and Matt, don't feel bad if you totally destroy the card that it's on. So
she didn't put that last
right.
part in
no,
there,
she
but
didn't.
No big deal.
All right, guys, I love you and your show. I've listened to them all, and in order, God bless your heart.
I'm
you
so
just keep,
sorry.
I apologize.
We need to send you a first aid kit.
I apologize for that. You just keep getting better and better, more and more awesome. So congrats on super greatness and keep it up with love. Can't wait to suck Matt off. Nicole Nanya, smiley face.
Right, right.
She's going to give me a blowjob. This is this. Good for one free
I'm
blowjob.
I'm
going to
laugh if she's like 14, dude.
How old are you? No,
dude,
she works. She ain't 14. She works.
Yeah, so what, dude?
People. She's probably like 400 pounds, though. I'll give you a blowjob after I eat. Oh. No,
she's
but
26.
26. Jackpot.
Nice.
No, but for real, thank you for that. And, of course, if you guys ever want to send us stuff, weed, heroin, cocaine, whatever, thejamwell.com/P.O. Box.
Very nice, very nice.
All right. Quick one for Friday here. What would Jam Hole do? You ready?
I am ready.
Choose between your first 35 years of sex or your last. By that I mean the first 35 of your sexually active years or your last 35 years of sexual activity. For some poor souls, this is the same 35 years and no choice is required. That sucks. For some lucky others, there's a gap between these periods. So what say you? Are you looking forward or backwards now.
I kind of don't get it. Dr.
Brendanos.
I kind of don't get it. What does it mean? Like,
would you rather have sex for the first 35 years of your life? So say you start fucking at 15.
Okay.
35 years after that, you stop. Or would you wait until you're 35 and then have sex? Or no, I guess if you're going to have sex 35 years the last, you'd have to figure out when you're going to die and then go backwards from there. So you can't really do that unless you know when you're going to die. Unless you're just saying the last 35 years, say, of sexual function. So from... You can have sex probably up until you're 70, let's say, just for easy numbers. So from 35 to 70, would you rather have sex from 35 to 70 or from 1 to 35 or whatever, 15
to my first 55? 35 years, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, because that's when you're more...
In your prime, in your Optimus prime.
Yeah, dude, you don't want to be bumping uglies when you're wrinkly and old and shit. It's kind of like, eh.
Yeah, I don't know, because you get a lot of good fucking in, and it's easy fucking, like, your first 35. Like, you don't got to work for it, you don't got to wine and dine, you meet chicks at school, you bring them home, you bang them, you go back to school, you meet more chicks,
sometimes
you bring them home.
Sometimes you just bang them in the bathroom.
Sometimes you don't even bring them home, you just bang them right there, on the spot. Johnny on the spot with this dick.
Now but you, sometimes, I mean, yeah, like, after you get older and stuff, you got to actually work at it.
You are also going to be learning, I guess. So are you going to be sexually cognizant in your last 35? Or are you going to be 65 years old and learning sex for the last 35 years?
Nah, that sucks.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the first either way, I think.
Yeah, me
too. I want to fuck hot young bitches, not old dead bitches. I mean, come on. Nobody wants to fuck old dead bitches, let's be honest. I mean, granted, we've read some stories about some fools that are all up in some old dead bitch twat.
I like to be in my prime and doing it like we are now. I mean,
know.
This is good.
But then you would have to stop at, like, do I have 5 more years of fucking and then that's it? I'm done? I'm not looking forward to that.
Well, we'll just make sure.
Can I split it up?
Make you a unit.
Can I go 20 years of my first 35 and then 15 years of my last 35? No. Does it work that way?
But would you really want to go ahead and stop now? And then...
Nah. No, I don't.
How long have you been... When did you lose your virginity? When did you start fucking?
Ninth grade. So what was that?
Ninth grade. Yeah. Freshman year.
Ninth grade. So 15?
Yeah, about
14 or 15, 15. Maybe? Yeah.
Because I was 13 and I was in...
Well, you're a whore, so...
7th grade?
Yeah.
7th or 8th grade, something like that. So, like, yeah, that had have to be, like... We'll call it 15. And you're 29.
Yeah. So we're almost done fucking.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what you want anyway.
No.
Are you tired of fucking?
No, I'm not tired of fucking.
You better not be.
Just not, like...
Because I'm always in a
stretch. Like,
I have no problem raping a bitch, so I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, you almost died when I gave it to you every day. You're like, oh.
But I did not give in.
We both kind of gave in. We're just like, you know what?
It's like, all right, pinky swear. Or
it's like,
all right,
my hips can't gyrate right now. Okay?
Yeah, I know. The last time it was like I put it in and then we both fell asleep. Like, I woke up and I was like, why is my dick all wet? Oh, come on. Go to pee if you're gonna go pee. Fuck.
Oh,
gross.
Man, it was great.
Don't pee on me, man.
Oh god.
So I'm getting beats, nigga. I made a new poll because I was talking to Danny earlier and she doesn't think I should get these.
I was
beats.
Very tired and cranky also, just to
she
let you
bursted
know.
My bubble. She destroyed my
Pop.
Dreams. She told me I sucked at rapping.
I didn't tell you that.
You were thinking it, though.
I told you I would even help you on your album.
I know. But, and I understand, it is a lot of money, but it needs to be done. If not, just so I can see. But anyways, I made a poll. There's a new poll at thejamhole.com. Should Matt spend real money on real beats? Real money on real beats. One of them is, yes, you got to spend money to make money. The other one is, no, it's just a stupid hobby. So,
No,
check
it's
that
not
out.
A stupid hobby, but that is a lot of money to be spending
it
on
is,
beats.
But it's nowhere near what it could be for shit that's made that well. That shit should be like $500 or $600 a beat instead of what I'm getting them for. So, and it's by someone I really like. And yeah. I don't want to make beats. Everyone's like, why don't you just make beats? Have you ever sat down to try and make beats? It fucking sucks, dude. I'm sorry. Sit down and write all day. No problem. I sat down and I had Reason and I had Propeller Head. I had Fruity Loops and I had Ableton. I sat down. I was like, I'm going to make beats. I'm going to make my own. Fuck everybody else. Fuck all this shit. It sucks, dude. It sucks so fucking hard. I do not have the patience to sit there with all the little fucking sounds and all the little fucking shit and put them in. Fuck that. Bring me beats and I will rap on them. I'm not making beats. For me, I would rather pay this amount of money than sit and spend that amount of time making stuff that's not even going to come out half as good as what these are.
Erato Toy says it's called being an artist.
I'm a rapper, not a producer. So it's
I'm
called.
Not an artist. I'm a
lick
fucking work of
my
art.
My balls is what it's called. And for real, dude, on top of doing the show and working, I'm going to sound like Josh. On top of doing the show and working and doing this all the site stuff and all that, I don't have time to sit and make beats and write and record the raps. Like, I have just enough time to do writing and reading and all the stuff I do now without that. I would just as soon pay the money and have someone else make them and give me them, and then I can do my thing. So, and I understand it is a bit of money, but you got to spend money to make it. You can't just get these for free, I guess. I tried, and look how well that worked out.
I don't know.
You find some beats on the internet, and all of a sudden fools are like, you stole those! And then I got a capping nigga. I don't want to go around capping niggas. Come on. I like
if you're
going
to do it, I hope that you're happy with it, and hopefully you're happy with what
I will,
you get
and
back
if not, you know what,
it.
If I do this and it's done and it's shit, well then I know. It was just a stupid hobby, and that's it. I will know not to spend any more money on it. But if it goes the other way, it would be cool. How cool would it be to go to a Jam Hole show, a live audience show, and then have Matt from the Jam Hole do like a 30-minute hip-hop set right afterwards with special guests? I mean,
you
come on.
Do that
that'd be
anyway.
Sick. I would, with jacked
yes,
up beats.
Would.
No, and Triptych says, no collaborators in Montana? Well, let's see. There was IQ.
Ugh.
I'm not buying his beats because they're crap compared to these. So, yeah, that's not happening. And, I mean, there's a couple other kids here that are getting beats for like $50 a pop. But you get what you pay for. And I'm not into what they sound like. And I've rapped with some kids around here, and I'm not on that level. Like, they're doing mainstream rap shit, and I don't like that. I'm not into this, whatever the shit you're hearing on MTV is.
Yeah,
I'm not like that.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, that. I like this shit like Decisive and Sweatshop and Sage Francis. That kind of shit is what I'm into, so that's how I write. And it doesn't vibe with what these little faggots are making, so... That's just how it is. I'm done trying to fall on somebody else to be like, so can we make this album now? Maybe next week. Like, I'll do it myself. I will do these beats, and then that'll be the end of it. And if it works out, it works out, and if not, whatever.
Yeah.
It's either blowing the money on that or some other dumb shit, so, you
I don't know. I was just worried that...
Yeah, Turd Ferguson knows Matt and Papa Pill. Yeah, dude, I met that kid. I'm not rapping with Papa Pill. I'm sorry. He's more Juggalo Tech N9ne style. I'm more not like that, so... whatever. And they're playing shows. They play shows, like, almost every other weekend at the tattoo shop, and Sean... he was on the show. He was our Friday guy for a while when we first started. He keeps trying to get me to go there, and I'm like, this shit that I'm writing is gonna blow these kids' minds up. Like, they're into listening to what you guys are rapping about, and that's cool. And if I come out there and start spitting some intellectual shit, they're gonna look at me like,
whoa.
I don't understand half of what you just said, but it sounded good, but I don't like it. Because I don't understand. Why are you making fun of us? It's going to be something like that, and I don't want to do that.
Why can't you just say, yo, nigga, what?
I know.
I don't get it.
Why can't you just keep rhyming words with nigger? I don't know. I guess I could.
But anyway, I was just kind of, I came home, I was tired, I was fucking drained and out of it and stuff. And
no,
cranky.
You worked a long day. You put in your, 6 hours? 5 hours? How many hours did you work today?
Well, dude, okay, I didn't get off work last night till 11:30, and then I had to go by Ashley's because she's like, hey, I picked you up some stuff from the store because they're having a sale. I'm like, all right, so I went over there, got some stuff, and came home, and I had to work on my resume because I had to put in an application at this place before I went to work yesterday, and they asked me to drop a resume by in the morning. So I'm like, fuck, I need to go home and update my resume. So I get home, and it's like fucking, I don't know, a little after midnight, like 20 after midnight, and I get my resume open, and I'm seeing all these fuck-ups on it.
What did you come home to, first of all?
Your ass snoring on the couch.
So check this shit out. I get off work yesterday, and I'm still sore as fuck from dodgeball, which today I'm cool. There's still a little achy in my calves, but other than that, like, I wasn't falling downstairs today, which was cool. Because today, man, I had fuck. Dude, I delivered so much water today.
Dude, you...
But
oh
so check
God.
This out. I get home, and I put together the new bookshelf that I showed you guys.
Yes, yes.
And then Ty Crom comes over with some of the most baddest-ass chronic I've seen in my life. Like, this is top shelf, dude. This is like some Patron. Like, this is chronic, dude. So we sit here, and we get baked, and we watch the new Kids in the Hall show, Death Comes to Town. Mm-hmm. First 4 episodes of that I have. And he goes to leave, and I start watching Lost, the season premiere.
Yeah.
And I fucking pass the fuck out. I don't know if it was Lost is just shit now, like it was the tail end of 5th season. And I'm like, they're going to end Lost, so I might as well see how this whole thing ends. I've watched the first 5 seasons, halfway through the 5th season, I stop watching. Because you keep jumping through fucking time. That's fun. Where are you now? Oh, I don't know. We're still on the island, but it's 1963. Oh, look, another flash. Where are we now? Well, we're still on the island, but now it's 1984. Oh, my God. What a fucking plot point. You're a genius. End it. But then I heard that, okay, I thought it was going to be one of those shows that just never fucking ends, right?
Yeah.
Because they're making so much money, so why should we end it? So then it comes out that, like, this is the last season. So I'm like, all right, let's see. I want to see whose dream this whole mess of shit ends up being. Is it going to be fucking this guy, or is it going to be Jack's dream? He wakes up, he's like, oh, that was a weird dream. Credits. Big old middle finger. Fuck y'all. Thanks for the 6 seasons, but fuck y'all.
My brother's totally a Lostie, too. It's pretty sad.
So, yeah, dude. Between the weed and Lost just sucking little dicks and nuts, I pass the fuck out.
Yeah, I come home, and you're just and out. Then, and I'm like, babe, move your feet.
The next
babe,
thing I know,
your fucking feet.
It's 2 a.m., and you're like, let's go to bed. Like, I was in bed. Oh, wait, I'm on the couch.
Dude, I worked on my resume for like an hour and a half.
Why does it smell like pot in here? Where's my bong? Hand me my bong.
It reeks so bad.
Good stuff, though.
But yeah, I had to update my resume. I had to put that on it.
Excuse your face. Jesus.
I had to put, you know, my new workplace on it and everything. And then I had to go through and like fix a couple things.
So, did you get fired?
No.
What are you looking for a job for, then?
I need more money.
Oh, one job just not cutting it, huh?
Yeah, no.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I spoke with the people who work like directly behind me, and I'm going to try and get a job over there. So.
Well, that'll be handy. You just get off work. Now, are they still going to be cool with the Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing? Because this is
I don't
a
know
bubble.
Yet. I haven't got to really, you know, have an interview with them yet. So I just dropped my resume off this morning, and hopefully she gets back to me. And it's a chick who's the kitchen manager, so pretty cool, and she seems really cool. So.
Well, that's cool. Is she a dykey chick?
No, dude. No.
I was gonna say you're in, but
no,
if not,
she's not. Dude.
You might
she
actually
seems
have to
like normal and like her name.
Oh,
you know,
excuse
she,
your
she's
face.
Got a normal name. She's a normal chick, and like she's the only chick in the kitchen. She seems like me. It's kind of cool. Like, you know, I don't know. She's not. Hey, my name's whatever. I'm the man of this kitchen.
Excuse me. Like, like Two-Face. One side's all pretty and sexy, and the other one's like, I'm the man of this kitchen.
One side's all hello. Freddy Krueger burnt off and shit. No, no.
Well, I was going to say one side's Barbie and one side's Ken.
Oh, God.
Or the dyke.
Ugh. No, she seemed really cool. So hopefully.
Oh, man, if you guys could smell that. Oh.
Yeah, I can.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, so I need a fucking second job. I'm sick of these tiny paychecks. I'm sick
Me
of.
Me too.
I got to tell my boss that I need a fucking set schedule
or
so I could get
I
a second job.
I need to be paid for what I'm doing still.
Maybe.
You're still, hey, remember me? The chick you hired on as at dishwasher pay who's running your fucking kitchen? Yeah, hi. Can I get a raise, maybe? Promotion to fit what I'm doing?
Right.
Because if you're going to keep paying me to wash dishes, I'm just going to wash dishes. And when you guys are going down in flames, I'm just going to wash dishes.
You know what the weird thing is? Is he's like the owners of this
quantum
restaurant.
Physics.
Yeah, that's weird.
That is a weird
anyway,
thing.
Anyway, he said that. I hate you. Sometimes.
You ass.
But he said that the owners of the KB have never paid a dishwasher over minimum wage and they refuse to. And the only reason why I get more than minimum wage is because he made the position. Dishwasher slash
manager.
Backup line.
Dishwasher slash run my whole fucking kitchen.
Yeah, like, you know, I can
so,
understand, like,
on.
Backing
how,
up some shit, but... How,
well, yeah, but that... You rarely do that. You're pretty much in the kitchen the whole time. You're
yeah.
not washing dishes except
no.
when they need to be washed.
Yeah.
It's not like you're sitting there all day like a normal dishwasher. So,
no.
What are they paying you? How much more than minimum wage? Like a quarter?
What's minimum wage?
I don't know. What's Montana minimum wage? I don't know, like a buck 20.
I think it's $7.50 now.
Oh, is it?
Something like that, I think.
Wow. That's more
yeah,
than I make.
Not much more than that.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't get paid much more than that, but yeah. It's.
But have you talked to them about it at all, other than just snide comments in passing? Have
no.
you been like, look, SA, this
no.
is BS.
No, because I want, I want to be able to prove it and be like, look, this is what I do every
Red
day.
Red Fox says 725. Thank you.
Oh, cool. But, so he just made this prep list sheet, right, that has each different day on it, and you have to sign off on all the shit that you do.
Right.
So I want to take, like, a week.
Does he make it bring it to him so he can initial it and then you can go?
No.
Oh, I've had bosses like that you had to, like, fill it all out and then bring it to them. They would then backtrack through what all
check
you were doing,
shit.
Checking it off,
nah.
and then they would sign it, and then you
never
could go.
Never been in a kitchen like that.
Oh,
like
man.
That.
That's
no,
fucked.
But so, like, basically, I mark the things that need to be done for the day, and then once I do them, I initial them off, right? Like, whoever does whatever puts their initials in that fucking box.
So it's all yours.
So I want to take a week... And just, you know,
oh,
do that.
Like it's
and
not
then show it to him.
It's not your sheet. It's
no.
There's one sheet, and whoever in the kitchen does it, they put their initials. So
yeah.
If you do it, yours. If someone else does it, theirs go on it.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Because
he's
definitely
trying to find out
that.
Who's making really fucked up tomato slices, I guess. And some
but
other
no,
shit,
you this could work to your advantage, though.
It could. That's what I'm thinking. That's why. Because I've bitched about it here and there to. To, you know, some of the other cooks, like
right.
two of the other cooks that I like.
But not the actual, right, yeah, you gotta feel them out first and make sure they're not gonna be like,
yeah.
Hey boss, she's talking some harsh shit about you.
Right, right.
Promotion! You
yeah,
need your
they
dick
all
sucks
agree
later,
me.
Boss. You know, you come find me, I'll suck that dick. That's in my job subscription.
They
prescription.
Do, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
What's
they
it called?
They do all agree with me, which is really cool. They're like, yeah, and
well, how could they not?
They couldn't. He's one of the dudes is like, dude, he's like, between you and the other dishwasher, he's like, you do way more than anyone. He's like, he's like, without you, like the other day last night,
and
I
they
didn't
like
get off
that
work.
That makes their job easier.
I didn't
when
get off
shit's
work last night
right.
till 11:20 or some shit because a fucking 15 top walks in like 5 minutes before we close. And I had to fire everything up and wash everything again and fucking get everything busted out. It was ridiculous. The dude was like, thank you so fucking much for being here. Because as the boss walked out, he was like, try and get her out of here at 8:30. And I just stayed because he was getting railed. And, like, I was like, no, I'll stay and help you, dude. And he's like, you know, you
like
do
a dishwasher
so much.
Wouldn't do that, you know?
No, they would not. He's
what
like,
do they think about that, though? Have you ever asked them, like, what do you guys think about me not getting paid
shit? I prove
shit?
Myself every day. But he always has something else to, like, say.
Something
like, today
negative?
I'm dicing tomatoes. And he's like, when you're doing things in bulk, I want you to do one thing. And then he's like, slice all the tomatoes and then grab them and dice a whole fucking tomato. And I'm like, you know what? I've never had... Why do I need to dice a whole fucking tomato all together?
He's just looking for negative shit.
You just pop it in half because if you do a whole thing, it'll fucking slip and you'll tear the tomato or you'll cut your fucking thumb off or whatever.
Right,
but
you see what he's...
I'm like, I'm dicing tomatoes!
You see what he's doing, though.
Not a big deal.
You see what he's doing, right?
He's nitpicking.
He has to have something negative to say for him to rationalize being such a dick to you. There's got to be something.
I don't know.
Otherwise, he has to feel that she's not worth a raise or something. So he does that. So subconsciously or knowingly, consciously, you know, but that's what he's doing. That's fucked.
I don't know, dude. I'm going to take this week and
you should try it out. Like do the most perfect job you could possibly do and see if he finds something. He'll find something.
Oh, like I worked this recipe the other day, dude, and it's casino butter, right? It's fucking bacon that you dice up and you cook off and some melted butter, garlic, and whatever, okay? And you just mix all that shit together and then put it in a 6-pan, let it cool, okay? And it's for our clams and mussels.
You should start a food podcast.
I should.
That way you don't do it here.
Anyway, but what you do is you take a scoop of that, put it in a pan and to heat up all your clams and mussels for,
right.
You know, an appetizer. All right, well, I make it, and this is like a month ago or so, but I make it, and I think it looks fucking amazing, and it smells great. I did such an awesome job on it, you know. Looks great. Looks just like all the other casino butter. And I go to Brian. I'm like, Brian, because I was proud of it. I'm like, Brian, is this how you want your casino butter? And he's like, did you do it to the recipe? I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, then it's right. And he comes up. I'm like, sweet. So he comes over and actually looks at it, and he goes, your bacon chunks are too big. I'm like, what?
Of course they are.
No, they're not. He's like, there's only supposed to be a quarter of an inch. I'm like, they are a quarter of an inch. I'm like, I cut them at a quarter of an inch, and when you cook them, they get fucking smaller. They're even smaller than a quarter of an inch right now. Look at it. Look. I'm like,
He's just being a dick.
You know, I don't
tell him,
care.
Hey, Brian, quit being a dick.
He's not gonna quit being a dick.
Then tell him again. Learn it in like 3 different languages. Spanish, French, and English. You're being a dick. Stop it.
I don't know, dude. It's just... I don't know.
Well...
I don't think he'll ever... Even if he fires the lady cook that's there, that basically I do everything for her. If he fires her, I don't think he'll give me the position.
What will he do? Hire somebody else?
Yeah. I'm pretty
sure. And train them? And have you... He'll hire someone else and have you train them.
And then I'll train them. And I'll look at him and be like, you know, this is why I left my last job.
And then I will sue you for taking advantage of a girl. That's illegal in Montana. You're not allowed to take advantage of girls. What the fuck's wrong with you?
It's just, dude, it's like... That's why I left... Famous Dave's.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
I trained my GM, okay? There's a big, big problem there.
Para de suruna pinga. Is that right? Sounds good. Thanks, Mike. All right, well, speaking of being a dick, so I'm sitting here.
Sorry, I'm trying to pronounce that. It's not working.
I'm sitting here after Tyler left, before I passed out, before I watched Lost, doing something else.
In between smoking and
jerking off, probably. No, so I'm sitting on the couch and I feel something on my ear. And I like,
oh God.
I bat it away. Like, what the fuck is that? And then like 30 seconds goes by and I feel it on my arm. And I look down before I smack it away. And there's a fucking spider. I'm like, and then I look at the cat. And I'm like, that's the one thing I have you for. Is to see little things that move and fucking attack the shit out of them. And you don't even do that. Hey,
and come up and play
come
on
here,
your
fucker.
Computer and write HTML code, right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You motherfucker. But dude,
She's so cute.
I freak out and I smack it off and it goes onto the ground somewhere, and I get off the couch and like now I don't know where it's at. I don't see it. I still haven't found it, dude, and it is bugging the shit out of me.
Dude, Red Fox gave me another.
Yo tengo un gato en la pantalones. Something now, like that.
No, that's pantalones, dude. That means pants.
Españoles, dude.
That's pantalones, man. That means pants. what the fuck did you just say?
Excuse your face.
That's not you're a dick. That's something about my pants.
Something about the cat in your pants. You have a cat in your pants. I don't know. Gato.
Yes.
Is that it? Am I right? All right.
Anyway,
well, speaking about cat in the pants.
Yeah.
You know how we were talking about how Detroit is just not having a good time? Here's how much more not of a good time they're having.
Yes.
And I don't know if we did another story like this, but to make ends meet in a struggling economy, sometimes maybe you sell pictures of your kids. Just saying. We got to make ends meet.
We did one of these before, and it was in, like, Japan, and they were like...
Well, it's coming here now.
And it was, like, super cheap, though. Like, they were selling them for, like, $1 a picture or some shit.
Yeah, it ended up, in yen.
Yen
or
like
shit.
10,000 yen.
It was like 10 bucks. You sold a picture of your five-year-old daughter naked for 10 bucks.
No, it was, like, a bunch of them for 10 bucks.
A Monroe mother appeared in a Detroit federal court for a detention hearing Wednesday after she was charged with sexually exploiting her daughter by selling her photos on a child pornography website. What is this, like, WeeBay?
Right?
That's fucked, dude. How
old's the daughter?
You know what? I like to consider myself a fairly geeky man. You know, I know my way around the internet. I don't think I could find a place to sell this kind of shit if I like wanted to. Like, how do these people do that? I don't get it.
I don't know, man.
Do you just Google selling pictures of my daughter XXX, like lowercase? That's code for underage sex. Overage is XXX, uppercase. Underage, undercase, lowercase. You get it? Police said the crime was discovered after the FBI found sexually explicit photos of the woman's young daughter on an alleged sex offender's computer in Jackson, Tennessee, during a raid.
Recipher says, is that lisp natural or are you fagging it up?
What lisp?
Your lisp.
Do I have a lisp?
Sometimes.
Why?
I do, but...
I don't know what you're talking about.
You have a lisp.
What? I do not have a lisp.
Yeah.
If I had a lisp, this is what I would sound like.
No, because, dude, I...
This is
when
what
I, talk,
I would sound like if I had a lisp.
When I talk normal to my friends and stuff, I do have a lisp. And if
well,
I
then
take
you're retarded.
Out my tongue ring,
quit fagging
it's even
it
worse.
Up. Why are you fagging it up?
I don't fag it up. It's
Excuse
just
me,
when I'm
Philly?
Talking to my friends, I don't enunciate everything because I
me,
don't
Philly.
Care.
Philly, excuse me. Stop fagging it up. It's okay.
Everybody else says you have a lisp.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Thank you, though. So, ask me why the FBI was looking for sexually explicit pictures in the first place. Because that's what they do. It's their job, okay? The FBI Memphis Crimes Against Children Task Force set up a sting. I could do that all show. Would you like that? I could do that. They set up a sting to find the people who set up the child porn website where the Tennessee man got the photos. Police said the 45-year-old mother met at a Western Union in Holy Toledo, and that's how they discovered her involvement. You got to be smarter than that these days, you know?
Yeah.
You got to check out when you're dealing with some
Don't
shit like
this.
Don't
do it online. How's that?
Well, that's fine, whatever, but you need to take certain precautions.
Maybe
in
hook
order.
Up with the person online and then send it via mail.
If you're like, man, this seemed really easy, like, there's probably good cause for that feeling. If it's too easy, it's because they're cops. if they're like, we'll give you, if someone offers you more than $1,000 for pictures of your dumb little kid naked, they're probably cops, okay? Real pervs aren't going to be like, yo, here's a grand.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, I have $72.50, but it's mostly in change. Is that okay?
Is that okay? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so horny. Like, they're cops. Duh.
Fuck you, dude. Sorry.
Frazee was charged Tuesday with production and possession of the child pornography. He's in the jail, of course, probably getting his ass reamed out, if you know what I mean. And the mother's in custody. Probably will get out on bond. And they're not going to give her kids back, probably. Right?
I suppose. Mm-hmm. I don't know, probably not.
Do you know what's this weekend?
I don't know.
What do you know about the
this
Super Bowl?
This Recipher faggot's kind of pissing me off. Sorry.
Pardon?
He's kind of making
Whoa.
Me mad.
Whoa! Stick to the script, first of all. Don't ever break. Listen to me.
He accused Listen. Your logo on your necklace to look like an IUD, man. That's not nice.
I don't care.
He's
Maybe
like,
it
logo
is.
Fail. It's
Maybe
not
it is.
Fail. This logo
Listen
catches
me. Listen
eyes.
To me.
What?
That fag yeah. is probably a bot, first of all. First of all, you know you have high blood pressure, first of all.
Runs in my family.
Second of all, fuck him. Third of all,
Nicole says Recipher attitude equals fail.
I don't need this.
Super Big Gulp, who's addicted to 7-Eleven, obviously says your mom's a bot.
My mom is a bot. That's besides the point.
Anyway, what?
And I seriously, this logo is a Photoshop fucking default shape. So if anyone failed, it's Photoshop, okay? So don't talk to me about
it. It caught
the logo.
My attention. It looks like sperm.
It's a dick, okay?
Thing.
There, I said it. That's what my dick looks like, okay? Happy? Good. You email me, info@thejamhole.com, what colors would appease your eyes best, and I will make you one in that version. Let's talk about suicide.
All right, I'm down.
Leave the listeners alone.
No.
You stick to the script. I don't waste 2 hours of my day I could be jerking off writing a script so that you can just be like, this Recipher faggot's pissing me off. Okay? Don't pick fights on the internet. You will never win.
Oh, I don't intend on winning, so it's okay. Okay. I just pointed out
Let's talk about
sometimes.
Suicide. When times are tough and you have a grip of kids to support... Sometimes it's best to take the high road, take them out, then yourself, right? Right.
Yeah, yeah.
A sure. Maryland Why mother not? Of three stabbed and shot them in their home, all dead. The killer, it wasn't the mother that killed him. The mother's dead also.
Oh,
Sorry.
Cool.
The killer is probably the husband and father who then also took his own life. Christopher Wood left 5 suicide notes around the house describing what the sheriff called his final thoughts before killing his wife, 3 children, and then himself. In one of the notes, the sheriff says he apologized. Quote, it's the worst, most horrific thing I've ever seen. Of course, says the sheriff. What do you think the notes said? Number 1, don't have kids.
Right.
Number 2, if you have kids, don't have more than one. Like, number 3, I haven't felt my wife's vagina in 5 years. Number 4,
I'm broke,
God
nigga.
Is dead. I'll see you man. In hell.
Yeah, later.
Do you think he left, like, did he write them, or was he like, honey, grab the kids, come in here, family meeting. Family meeting time. Starts passing out papers and pens. Okay, kids, now.
If you have one thought left.
Let's pretend.
Hypothetically.
Kids!
These are your last moments here. What
this
do you want to say?
Is not for sitting on.
Dude, she
now
always.
You listen, now you're making me go off script. All I hear is the cat sitting on my papers.
She loves to do that. If you put anything in that corner, she will lay on it.
Back
I don't
to the
know
script.
Why. You cool?
I'm cool.
Okay.
Okay. So do you think he made them write their own suicide note? Like two of them or three of them are all in crayon, all like backwards and shit.
I love you, mommy.
Except like, the one autistic one who drew a fucking Picasso. That's all elaborate. And that sucks, though, man. Like, you just, you get in so far over your head and then, you know, there's no way out except for murder-suicide. Inside the Milltown home, at the two boys, 5 and 4, were killed in their beds. The mother, Frances Bellottiwood, and their 2-year-old daughter were found in the bed of the master bedroom. Bedroom, and their father, Christopher Wood, on the floor with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The shotgun near his body. Maybe it was a frame. Maybe it's just the baddest serial killer ever. Maybe it was Dexter. Maybe this guy was running drugs. Maybe this family was taking pictures of their underage kids and selling them online.
Maybe.
And maybe Dexter fucking killed him for it.
Probably.
You don't know. You don't fucking know. Quote, it's upsetting. I'm still sick to my stomach. I've been sick to my stomach all day, said neighbor Peggy Lawrence. She should sue. You should sue somebody and get money for that. You should sue the dead husband. The wife's father went to the house around 9 Saturday morning after failing to reach the family for hours when he made the discovery. They seem like such a great family, the neighbor said. Her son and the Wood family's oldest son went to school together, of course. Today she described herself, quote, still in total shock and disbelief. Why would God do that? They were such a nice family. Our kids were friends. I'm gonna sue somebody because I'm emotionally scarred, even though I didn't see anything. Quote, one of the notes, there was indication of some psychological problems. Interesting. There was some mention of some medication. I can't mention whether he was on or off, said the sheriff. Detectives say the family had some financial problems. Really? You have 3 kids and you have financial problems? No shit. Get the fuck out of here. I don't believe that. You liars.
Super Big Gulp wants to know if that's the Geico lizard on your arm.
Halfway. The other half is his skeleton. It's half skeleton, half Geico lizard.
Earlier, they also want to know if you forgot to wipe the shit off your hands, by the way.
What?
That's what I said. I'm like, what? He's like, it looks like Sharpie shit on his hands. I'm
it is. I draw it every morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's OCD.
Yeah.
So... What did I tell you? Was that in the script?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, it was. I have it right here. You want to see it? It's cool. I got it. Even this part right now.
Quote. Check this out. Are you ready for this quote?
I'm ready.
This quote is from Father Kevin Farmer from the Holy Family Catholic Community Church. His quote. This is a loss of an entire family. Now, do you know what that means?
What?
This is an entire family that won't be giving me tax-free money every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And hopefully Wednesday also.
Right.
This is a loss of an entire family worth of pure profit.
Are you sure? Wait, are you sure they were going to church?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Today, the church paused in prayer during services. Father Farmer called the wife and mother one hot piece of ass. He said they were a, quote, young, vibrant family with young kids. Lots of excitement and lots of hope. It's a creepy priest.
Nicole says, that's okay. They'll make it up in funeral costs.
That is true.
Ding, ding, ding.
That is true. Abso-fucking-lutely. An autopsy will determine the cause of death, of course. It's still unclear when everyone died. Neighbors last saw the kids playing outside Friday night. Investigators looking into it. Of 2 gunshots heard from the house Saturday morning, possibly from the shotgun the father used to commit suicide.
Blah, 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 blah.
You know what that's called?
What?
Suicidal bankruptcy.
Oh.
It's not
Does
like...
Does he only have to be dead for the next 7 years?
Not like... Yeah, that's
Is
right.
Is that cool?
That's absolutely right. Jesus.
He can come back after that? Is that cool?
That will be just fine.
All right, cool.
All right, well... Moving
on. I'm considering
on.
That.
Let's talk a little bit about churches here. Let's talk about Dallas.
I could do that.
The Fellowship Church in Grapevine. used to be one of the largest and fastest growing churches in the nation.
Now it's
this is my fresh staple. Life. Its pastor, Ed Young, excuse me, was making national headlines by encouraging married couples to have more sex. Full sex.
All right.
But since that time, sources say membership has waned, and some say Pastor Young may have lost his way, putting himself and secrecy over God. You can never do that.
Don't put yourself
God knows
over
everything,
God.
Dick. Jesus Christ. He's splashy and hip, his message contemporary and cool, his marketing is tops in the world of mega evangelism, making huge waves with his sermon in 08 titled 7 days of sex.
Nice.
7 days of sex. Is that like skull church? Like, it's a skull, but it says church. Whoa! That is so
it's
fucking
so
hip.
Cool. Give me a side hug.
7 days of sex.
Facts.
Side hug.
Facts.
Is that a soul patch? You are so fucking hip.
Dude.
Is that gel in your hair? Fucking pound it, bro.
Dude, are you
pound
a church
it.
Punk? That's so awesome.
Oh, are you church punk too? Church punk straight edge.
You fucking fags.
That sucks. The
Priest Cypher says God knows your boyfriend is an atheist.
Yeah, probably.
No shit.
So 7 days of sex, but in the past few months, it's not theology but physics that may be impacting Young. Namely, what goes up must come down.
Oh yeah.
One former staff member who says he was close to Young but wishes not to be identified described it this way. Quote, the lack of accountability, the lavish lifestyle that keeps increasing while the attendance keeps decreasing. Over the past few weeks, News 8 has been in contact with a number of individuals who were once close to Young at his massive fellowship church, disturbed by his direction and treatment of staff. Young recently replaced his chief financial officer and replaced him with his personal attorney, business partner, and fishing buddy, Dennis
nice.
Brewer. Fucking awesome,
that
dude.
That is so great.
Hey, chief financial officer, you're fucking fired. Yo, Denny! Yo, Big D! What up, dog? Here's your office, son.
Let's go fishing.
Check this shit out. I don't pay taxes on any of this. Praise the Lord! That's so awesome, dude. I need friends like that.
Pass the collection
like, hey,
plate,
do you
please?
Want a 7-figure-a-year job working for God? Yeah. Fuck yeah. That's so fantastic. With Brewer's help and a complex series of business creations and transactions, Young is now jetting around the country in a French-made Falcon 50 private jet worth about, I don't know, $8.4 million. Hey, how's that whole humbling yourself before God thing going? Yeah. Working out pretty good? $8.4 million later? Oh. Records obtained by News 8 indicate Fellowship Church became the operator of the jet back in March of 07. I get a new every two. It's
yeah,
cool.
No big deal.
News 8 discovered the jet parked in a hangar at Alliance Airport north of Fort Worth, tucked away where only a select few can see it. Those who hear and preach every Sunday have never been told about the aircraft. Oops. Did you forget to mention that? Hey, remember that bucket I pass around that you guys stuff full of money? You bought me this airplane. I have an airplane. Do you guys have an airplane? How's living paycheck to paycheck? Because I'm loaded.
God,
my airplane's got spinners, son. My fucking cross, my crucifix spins, but it ain't moving. I hate these fuckers, dude. Pay some fucking, give me some money, S.A.,
no shit. It's
such bullshit. Okay, ready, everyone?
We're
gonna,
ready.
Okay, there's 13 of you right now. We're going to pass the offering bucket. It's at thejamhole.com/donate. That's our offering busket.
Yeah, please.
Stuff that, motherfucker. Buy me a plane. I can't even get Beats. This fool's rolling around in a brand new P50. Fuck that, dude.
And all he has to do is, like, talk some God stuff every Sunday.
This is, I know. I do that 3 days a week. We're talking to
children.
God. Jam Hole Church, dude. We're talking to God right now. I will channel God. He says you all need to give this fool some money.
Father Tucker, the child fucker, treat your kid like an all-day
That's
sucker.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, man. That show is great, by the way.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen it yet or not, but it's
yes,
great.
I have.
It's an
Thank
awesome
you.
Irish fucking priest.
Okay, so he never mentions the jet. FAA records show that as soon as he took possession of the jet in 07, the aircraft logged a week-long trip to the Bahamas. No big deal. All expenses paid by God. Fuck yeah, dude. Our God is an awesome God. You fuck. That makes me so mad, dude.
They're all like, where's Father? What's his name?
The Bahamas.
Oh, he had
sex.
To go on a missionary.
Fuck, in the missionary position.
Right?
In the Bahamas.
On
if
his
you
seven
know
days of
what,
sex.
God. Damn it. Oh, yeah, I didn't mean you guys. I meant me. I'm going to have 7 days of sex in the Bahamas.
On my plane.
In my jet on my way there. Hey.
In my yacht
show
that I have
hands.
Waiting for me.
Who's a member of the Mile High Club? This guy, because I got my own plane. Suck
no
on those tax deductible nuts. Unfucking believable. So a month later, the jet took a 6-day trip to Chetumal, Mexico, also known as the Gateway to Belize. But it's not just the jet and the international travel the Young keeps out of sight. News 8 has also learned that Young's 10,000 square foot, $1.5 million estate on Lake Grapevine is not listed on the tax rolls in his name, but rather in the name of Palomita Revocable Trust. Hmm, interesting.
Oh, wow.
Would that be a tax-free revocable trust? You know what, though?
Hmm.
Like, all kidding aside, this kind of shit is exactly what Levi Lusco is doing here. Using the tax-free shit, doing a little realty moves, making some moves. It's a nice Land Rover you got, bro. God buy you that?
Yeah.
That's pretty
did.
Sweet. You own both movie theaters now that you turned into shitty churches. I really appreciate that, by the way.
I hate him, by the way.
Records show that Young was paid $240,000 a year as parsonage allowance. I want to get paid like half of that a year to fucking preach. Are you kidding
me?
You
know what you should do?
$240,000 a year.
You should
hold on. That's in addition to what sources say is a $1 million yearly pastor's salary. $1 million, dude.
It's a cool mill.
That is so much money.
You know what? This story you should send into our local newspaper here. Send this story, this link, and just in an email and say, this is what Levi Lusco is doing.
But, oh, you mean Fresh Life? Yeah, we're members. Lactose. Domino's. Lactose. They're fucking nuts, dude. They're all
you
brainwashed.
You should, though. Send it in.
Nuts.
And maybe the one atheist
I'll
fucking writer will be like,
yeah,
oh,
right.
Shit.
Yeah, right. We're the only two atheists in Montana.
Right. I think
no,
so.
Actually, there's a few listeners we have that I think are no better.
Yeah.
That are local, possibly.
Possibly.
So, yeah, this guy makes bank, buco bucks.
We should just fake it. You went to fucking, like,
I can preach. What do you want here? What do you want, old school or new school? Do you want death, destruction, revelation, or do you want feel shitty for being shitty old shit? Like, what do you want?
No,
I will preach to you.
Just start from the beginning. It's like, just like Fresh Life is doing.
In the beginning,
read a little bit.
God created the heavens and the earth, and it was good. Verse 2. Like, really? Let's do it right now. Fuck, dude.
You so could, though. Just, like, put on this fake fucking persona, do it, get paid a shit ton, and then turn around and do this podcast.
Welcome, everybody. Let me tell you about a friend of mine named Gold. How many of y'all have accepted Gold into your lives now? Come on forward. Let me tell you something. I could totally do it, dude.
Oh,
what do you want?
God.
Southern Baptist? You want Protestant, Catholic, Lutheran? Which one? I'll play them
Southern
all.
Baptist.
I'll do them all at the same time.
No. And I'll be like,
oh, my Christ,
oh,
dude.
Man.
Unbelievable. So, Yeah, it just kind of goes on. If you want to read more about it, I'll put a link to it on thejamhole.com. A couple more stories here I wanted to get to before we call it a night. This one for you. Cocaine fueled a naked brawl down in Sarnia, Ontario. Sarnia man who bruised his spouse from head to toe during a cocaine-fueled evening that ended. Is that how you know you had a good night? It ended.
Wake up all bruised and shit.
Naked on the lawn, on the neighbor's lawn, just fucking duking it out, dude. Blow for blow for blow.
That
if
is
you know
awesome.
What I mean. Fuck yeah, dude. The 40-year-old man had previously pled guilty to assault, causing bodily harm back in 07, but was also convicted of forcible confinement following a Superior Court trial. Publication ban boasts to protect the identity, so we can't say who he was. The bruises on the woman's face, legs, back, and arms. She didn't listen.
She
really
she was doing
didn't.
Some cocaine.
She probably did all the cocaine, and he was like,
probably.
"What the fuck?"
She's like, "I can't feel shit, nigga. Hit me,
hit me,
hit me."
Was she laughing? Weird. She wasn't.
Dude, because
crying.
I've gotten high on some coke and gotten into some fights just because I'm like, "Let's do this, bitch."
You you're like take the coke, and you're just like,
"Rub your fucking face
hit me.
In." Like, let's go. Come on.
Oh, man. That's
I'm invincible.
So awesome. Fuck yeah, dude. He quote, this is her. He went ballistic on me.
Oh, whatever, dude. I know you, how this went. You, fuck you.
You probably provoked it. Let's
I
be
know
honest.
How this shit goes.
At one point during the 4-hour confrontation. 4 hours.
Four oh, hours?
The 4-hour confrontation, she hit him with a beer bottle. Which left a bleeding gash on his head. Quote, he suffered very serious injuries. I bet he did.
Probably.
She was fine, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
This is the lawyer. He argued the man was defending himself.
And is he's cocaine.
Is he still on cocaine? You might want to step
you might
in. I want
to check that.
Justice concluded the woman, who was about 7 inches shorter and 25 pounds lighter than her husband, had too many bruises for him to claim self-defense.
Fucking bitch.
You're all.
She's
you're.
I did your cocaine. I did your coke.
All of it. I did it all.
I can't feel shit.
The couple admitted using cocaine that evening. He also drank beer, but testified neither substance affected his actions. Nigga, I do cocaine every night. This ain't nothing new. I always beat that bitch's ass. She asked for it. She asked for a divorce. This is so fucking awesome, dude. So the confrontation took place in several rooms of their home, including the kitchen, where they faced each other holding knives. Of
nice.
Course, right? At another point, they were in the jacuzzi together. They probably cut each other a couple times. They're like, let's have sex. In the jacuzzi. On cocaine.
Back to back. They fought each other, drew their swords,
oh,
and shot each other. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably. The confrontation began after a husband exchanged intimate photos of themselves with another couple. Oops. The man from the other couple wanted to come to their home. The woman had become involved in sexual activity with the other man when the couple previously visited the Sarnia Pier. She asked for a divorce, which he rejected, along with her suggestion of an open marriage in which they could date others. He suggested, let's bring in the other couples. She suggested a bottle upside his fucking dome.
She's like, I want to fuck him. You can eat shit.
Pretty much. He suggested bring other couples in the relationship. The relationship was very rocky in the fall of 07, no shit, because she was involved with other men and incommunicative, the man said during the trial.
This is what happens when you get tired of each other and you ask for an open relationship.
And you're doing cocaine.
Oh, yeah, that does enhance everything.
You can say all you want that drugs had nothing to do with it, but drugs had something to do with it. Come on.
Dude, come on, dude. I mean, seriously, the last, okay, not this year since I've been with you, I haven't been on cocaine, right?
Right.
So
hey, congratulations, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
It's been a year.
Cocaine sucks.
You know what's sad is I haven't done it in over a year, but there's still not a day that doesn't go by
oh,
that
sure.
I don't think about
the
cocaine.
Nature, that's the nature of the beast.
I am still addicted to cocaine
I think about
after
pills
a year.
Every fucking day.
It's just something you deal with.
I love cocaine. Anyway, fucking...
I love YouTube.
I hate you, Tube. Anyway, but no, like, I can comfortably say that probably the last 3 to 4 fights I've had were while I was on cocaine.
Of course
just
they were. Of course they were.
I was on coke. I was like, fuck, I don't care if I get my nose back. It's no big deal.
Shit.
Just fucking push that shit back in place.
It's fine. I'll just do more cocaine. Whatever.
Fuck it. Break WVs. My jaw. Let's do it.
The husband's concern about her infidelity led to the confrontation. It ended when she bolted naked from the home with her husband chasing her.
Well, and I haven't been in any fights since I've been with you, since they've been off.
That's
cocaine.
Right, because we don't fight. We just kill people.
No,
the neighbor testified he heard shouting and saw the couple, whom he vaguely knew, on his front lawn. The man had pinned her to the ground. He told the neighbor everything was fine. Everything's fine! Shut up! Go inside! Like, just
put your clothes on!
Oh, man. The woman got loose and darted into the house. The neighbor called the cops. Quote, she was shaking so bad she could hardly breathe, the neighbor testified. The husband realizes the relationship is now finished. Thank
no
you
shit.
For that. Fucking
no,
amazing.
But I haven't been in a fight since I've been with you because I've been off cocaine.
That's good.
I get on coke and I'm like, I want to fight somebody. It's just amusing.
Well, speaking of drugs.
I like drugs.
Weymouth, Massachusetts. Police obtained search warrants for the bowel movements of a suspected drug dealer after
what?
He allegedly swallowed 20 bags of heroin and...
Cocaine. Cocaine.
So you think you're smart. You swallow the bags. The cops are like, I just got a search warrant for your poop.
That's
suck
awesome.
On those nuts, SA. That's fucked up, though. Like, I hate to be that cop that's gotta, like, wait for this dude to take a dump. He's
yeah,
probably
sucks.
Holding it. He's like, fuck you, dude. I got 20 bags of coke and heroin. I ain't taking a dump ever.
Dude, that's gotta... Dude, what if one of those break? You know?
Yeah.
You are
what
so
what if
effed.
All of those breaks?
Your stomach acid will eat that shit, man.
After
that's...
a bit, yeah. You ain't gonna last forever, bro. You ain't the first dude that
to try
of this.
Right.
Many have died, probably much.
There's chicks
bigger
that have tried to hide
than
like
you.
Baggies of coke up their twat,
oh,
and then
yeah,
like
dude,
you bust, and all of a sudden they're like, "Why am I fucking high?"
Your twats eat that shit.
I
your
pull
twat
out that
knows.
Bag and be like, "God damn you, pussy! You didn't leave any for me."
Yeah, your pussy knows, man. It's got it rips that shit open. It's like in there
cutting up lines and shit. No big deal. I'm gonna dick up in here.
Yeah, no shit, dude. That's how it is.
That's fucking party, motherfucker. Wreckage. Right? I love that.
Drug use detectives were monitoring an area as part of an investigation when Reen Valencia, 24, arrived just before noon. As detectives approached his vehicle, they said Valencia began swallowing several small bags. Valencia was taken to the hospital where detectives recovered 7 bags of heroin, 11 bags of cocaine, and 2 bags of crack cocaine.
Yay.
Crack cocaine. Mm. He was charged with possession with intent to distribute heroin and cocaine, conspiracy to violate the drug laws, and drug violations near a park. Oops. Shouldn't have been near a park. I guess that's where you deal, though.
So he had to go to the hospital to get him out?
Probably not. He was charged with that. The lieutenant says suspects swallowing drugs to get rid of evidence has become more common, of course. Quote, lately it's the way trying to get away with it, he said. The problem is they could die. There's a lot of bad things that could happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
You think?
Shit, I didn't ziplock that bag. Like, I don't know.
I mean, if you're doing that, it's obviously, like, in the heat of the moment, like, real quick, like, you just got pulled over and you got the dope in your fucking lap like an idiot, and you just do
I'm
it.
I'm gonna go whoop right up the twat, so I can
yeah,
pull it out.
Yeah, but see,
like,
they're swallowing it.
I don't want to swallow it.
You would
it.
Think up the butt would, but, yeah, I guess then you're like, you got your pants down, the cop's like, you're like, it's not what it looks like, and the cop's like, let me see your butthole, and then...
Well, you gotta get it up there good enough.
Right.
I could hide it in my twat.
All right,
that'd
last
be an
story.
Obvious looking.
For tonight, have you ever done that? Like, in a, to get drugs in a concert, allegedly,
I've
or anything
hit,
like
I've
that?
I've hit shit in my twat.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a disgusting human being.
And then I did it.
I bet.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I hide in your twat?
I hid it.
My dick. I hide my dick in your twat. My dick.
I've hid stuff like that to get it into school or like, I don't know, a couple places here and there. Not a big deal.
Galactra says just shove it in your ass and start jacking it. I'm sure an indecent exposure isn't as bad as coke violation. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. All right.
Like, I'm turned on. I got to stick my finger in my butt. Ah!
Oh, hold this cut and then just, like, bust one right in his face. Be like, oh, money shot.
Oh, my God. That'd be so great.
All right. Last story before we call it a night here. A transient with the words, "Why try?" tattooed on his forehead.
What?
Okay. A transient. Now, do you think he got the words, "Why try?" before or after he became a transient? Like, really? Why try? Well, look how that's been working out for you.
Hmm.
Anyway, he's been charged with forcing a 72-year-old San Leandro man from his car and choking him, leaving him by the side of the road, and then returning minutes later to choke him again.
Okay.
Why try? Why ask why? Try bud dry. Why the fuck not? Ollie Camilla, 32, lives in the Hayward area, allegedly stole the man's Honda Accord and robbed him of personal belongings. The carjacker choked the man, whose name was not released, and drove away, only to come back strangling him. A resident saw the old man being swung around like a rag doll and interrupted the attack, and the assailant drove away. The sergeant said the victim had probably been just a few seconds away from being choked to death. Why try? I can't get over that. Like, it's in, like, a nice script. Like, postscript, like, nice.
Why try?
Calligraphic, kind of. But, yeah, but simple, you know, just, like, nice cursive.
I want to see it.
Why try? Like, when I'll post this at thejamhole.com on the show notes, but, like, really? Why try?
Dude, you know who it looks like?
Who does it look like?
Just take a look at it for a second. Who does it look like?
Tim Henson? Kind of? I don't know.
Nah, Tim Henson and Zach the Felon mixed.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so.
It's the beard. Kind of looks like Sage.
Looks like a lot of people.
So, yeah. Oakland. That's Oakland for you, by the way. They spotted him. He was identified in part through a pair of distinctive tattoos on his forehead. One over the right eye that reads Y and one over the left eye reading Try. That, like, if especially in a life of crime, like, is that a jailhouse tat? Because that's retarded.
Yeah.
You will be the first to be, don't do that. If you're going to be criminal, like, you have to fit in. You can't be like, I'm a criminal tattooed
you
on your forehead.
You can't get giant distinctive tattoos that stick out like crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
that's ridiculous.
If you're going to do it, at least do it like I do. I mean, you could fucking... I could walk around, you couldn't tell I had tattoos, you know? I mean, just like this.
Yeah.
That's what you do, okay? You don't fucking get it on your neck or on your ears or on your fucking face and stuff.
Especially if you're committing crimes.
Yeah.
You can't be committing crimes.
I got tattoos everywhere, but you wouldn't know because I wear long sleeves half
the
time.
Why try? I just commit crimes. That's all. That's life. That's how I do it. That's disgusting. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Why even bother?
Why not? I don't even know. I don't even know. So you ready to get out here? You got anything else you want to say before you...
Yeah, I'm fucking done. I'm going to upload some of this Lady Gaga here.
Oh,
to my
I'm
going to
kill you.
Going to run around, going to run around. Gaga.
I've never heard that song.
Blah, 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 blah.
Except... from you singing it.
I don't even
it.
Fucking know the words. She's like, blah,
and
blah, blah.
I'd like to keep it that way.
Oh, dude, you're going to hear it, and it's going to piss you off just as much as it does me every fucking day.
I hate it.
Oh,
I hate
dude.
It.
I'm downstairs, like, slicing fucking shit, and that song comes on, like, every fucking 20 minutes, and I'm down there for, like, a good hour, hour and a half. It's so annoying that it's catchy. It's like, God damn it. This fucking
nothing
song
is,
again.
Nothing is that annoying, except for my cat. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us at the Friday Night Show. Of course, email us info@thejamhole.com if you ever want to say hi or whatever. There's a comment form on the About Us page. I redid a little thing on the website. Go to thejamhole.com/links. That's the links to all the other people shit. It's not on our front page anymore. Taking up too much real estate. So, 406-204-4687. Leave us a message or call us live, whatever. /YouTube/Twitter/Facebook/MySpace/Danny/donate. Please help me pay for some beats /vote. Give us a vote on Podcast Alley, of course. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys Monday. Possible Jam Hole rediscovery this weekend. Me and Braden, me and Tyler, maybe. We'll see what happens. Other than that, yeah, we'll see you Monday. Goodbye.
Later.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. Jamhole.com.